This is The World. I'm Jeb Sharp.
And I'm Rupa Shenoy. Thanks for joining us.
If you thought Donald Trump didn't mean it when he said he wanted to deport 11 million undocumented people, turns out that's pretty much what he did mean.
The policies announced by the Trump administration yesterday could mean deportation for most people living in the U.S. without authorization.
The World's Monica Campbell has been following developments. Monica, what's new here?
Basically, what's being ordered is that everybody who's in the United States without authorization is vulnerable to deportation. This wasn't the case under the Obama administration. You had some differences. Immigration officers wouldn't go and knock on doors of people who hadn't committed violent crimes in the United States. Now that's not the case. Everybody is seen pretty much the same, regardless of the danger that they represent to the United States.
But this is for people who have been charged with a crime or who have committed crimes?
It's for people who've been charged with a crime, convicted of any crime, and even suspected of a crime.
Monica, what concerns are you hearing?
Well, a lot of the concerns are that people who've lived in immigrants who've lived in the United States for years and years are now feeling very vulnerable to deportation. I talked to one father. He's lived in the U.S. for more than a decade. He's from Latin America. So is his wife. They have a U.S. citizen child, and now he's in California. He's very worried, and this is what he told me.
This morning I was listening to the news, and she told me that I don't want you to leave, and I was crying. She said that, and I said, "Oh, don't worry, we are not going to leave. We're going to stay here." I would really like to have the possibility to tell someone, don't force my daughter to live in another country.
You know, what he told me is that he, you know, his daughter doesn't understand what's happening. She's 7 years old. She was born in the United States. She's American. And her parents feel American as well. He's from Argentina. His wife is from Mexico. He said, you know, neither one of them want to go back to their country. They have a life in California, and they're very torn. They don't know what they're going to do. So it's a lot of wait and see for these families to see how rough it's going to get.
What else, Monica? I mean, not everything is addressed here. What are the questions that are left?
The questions that are left are, you know, what's actually possible? I mean, these orders are pretty massive. They imply a big expansion of Border Patrol, of immigration officers. This takes funding. It can take Congress. There's also a lot of concern about due process. There's also concern that, for example, a tougher line on Central Americans coming through the southern U.S. border with Mexico, that those young children coming often alone will be treated very differently, and that we will no longer see what's happening in Central America as a humanitarian crisis. And so there's a lot of concern that we're just seeing basically people coming into the United States as people to be removed from the United States, and that we won't see people often treated in a case-by-case basis, that there's going to be a lot of summary deportations.
What are you hearing about when and how these policies will be challenged in court?
I think that we'll see these policies challenged immediately. Every immigration lawyer I talked to said that they're extremely concerned about due process, about the inability of people to make their case for asylum in the United States. And I think that we'll see a lot of squeaky wheels. We'll see a lot of immigration lawyers step up, just like we saw with the travel ban. I think we'll see a lot of volunteer lawyers, a lot of pro bono lawyers going into court, making sure that people get their due process. But at the same time, the numbers, we could see massive numbers here. I don't know if the resistance is really going to be able to match the level of deportation that we might see. At the same time, this requires funding, you know, increasing the number of immigration officers, increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. This takes, to some extent, Congress. So I think that we could see a showdown when it comes to funding, but I think we'll also see a lot of resistance immediately in terms of lawyers trying to fight what's in a lot of these two orders.
The World's Monica Campbell, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.